This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A car bomb in a Beirut suburb wounded at least six people this evening. The attack comes amid rising political tensions in Lebanon. It is the first incident of this scale since the car bomb that killed the former Lebanese Prime Minister, Rafik Hariri. His assassination a month ago touched off weeks of protests in Beirut, some demanding Syrian troops withdraw from Lebanon. Others have been in support of Syria. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Beirut and joins us now. Ivan, first, what do we know about this explosion?
Michelle, this explosion went off in a Christian neighborhood in northern Beirut in front of what's been described as a commercial building. It's not said to be near the residence of any important political figures here. However, the explosion was quite powerful. It blew off the facade of the first two stories of what looks like a six-story building, and it damaged nearby cars.
Given all that's gone on in Lebanon, what implications will this bombing have for the country?
Well, it's definitely coming at a tense time. Neighboring Syria has agreed, under international pressure and pressure from Lebanon's opposition movement, to withdraw more than 10,000 soldiers and intelligence agents remaining here from Lebanon. And Syria's supporters have raised fears of possible instability in the security vacuum left behind, should Syria really complete this withdrawal. Over the past month, we've seen large-scale protests and counter-protests between pro- and anti-Syrian demonstrators. Most of this has been very, very peaceful, but there have been some small-scale clashes between the different groups, and we've gotten increasingly reports of violence and intimidation against some of the hundreds of thousands of Syrian guest workers here. It's been 15 years, really, since Lebanon's civil war ended, and there's still a very fragile balance between the country's many religious sects, which fought each other for some 25 years. One Lebanese security source we spoke with said this could be an attempt to incite violence between the groups. This car bomb is definitely going to raise fears among Lebanese of a return to the days when there were frequent car bombs, when factions used these as weapons against each other during the civil war.
Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Michelle.